We continue our learning. Le'ilu Nishmas Tavi b'Menachem Urush Hamicham Yaakov b'Pinchas Shleio. We're in Yom Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Now, we need a little bit of an introduction to our Mishnah to understand the various karbanos that were brought on Yom Kippur. There were 16 animals that are listed in the Torah that were brought on Yom Kippur itself. So we'll go through the list, and this we'll know what they are so that we'll understand when they come up in the Mishnah as we go through the order of the Seder Hayom. Number one was the Tamid Shel Shachar, and the last, that was the first, and the last was the Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. So that's already two animals. These were typical daily offerings, Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. Then there was the par and the ayil of the Kohen Gadol. It says in the Chumash, the beginning of the Avodah, V'zos yavo Aharon el HaKodesh, Bifar ben Bakar lechatas, Va'ayel le'ola. So that's four behemos. We have the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, and then the par and the ayil of the Kohen Gadol himself. They're both, the par ben bakar is for a chatas, and the ayil is an ola. And so that's already four. Then we have the Seir and the Isle of Yisrael, of the Jewish people, not of the Kohen Gadol himself, but the Seir and the Isle of the Jewish people. This is speaking about the Seir Hashem. The Seir Lazelzel is not really a carbon, so it's not on the list. But the Seir and the Isle of Yisrael, as it says, Umeis Adas Bnei Yisrael Yikach Shnei Seireizim Lechatas. Of course, that's two, but we're referring to the, in our Mishnah, we'll be referring to the Seir Lashem, that Shechted, that's what is the carbon and the blood is sprinkled. And Iva Ayelech Hadle Ola, it says in the Chumash. So now we have six behemos. Again, Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim, the par in the isle of the Kohen Gadol, and the Seir Lashem for the Jewish people, and an isle Echad Le'ola for the Jewish people. Then we have par and an isle again, and seven kivasim, which are all olos. And a seir and one seir lechatas. These are all the karbanos musaf that we're listing right now. Par and ayil and seven kivasim. Those are all olos. That's nine. And then one seir lechatas. Also, that's a karban chatas. But these nine plus one, all ten, are karbanos musaf, as it says in Parshas Pinchas. Uve asa lachodesh hashvi azeh v'kravtem olah l'Hashem. Par ben bakar echad, ayil echad, kivavsim b'nei shona shivatim imim, that's the nine, and se'iri zem echad l'chatas, so that's 10. So all together, we have 6 plus 10, we have 16. However, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi is of the opinion that on Yom Kippur, they only brought 15 animals, not 16. Why is that? Because he claims that there's one korban that's really the same, that we counted as two, and we should not have counted them as two. When the Chumash says, ayil echad le'ola, this is the, when we speak about in the Avodah, it mentions shnei se'ireizim l'chatas, and we mention, of course, those are the two se'irim, one la'ashem, one la'azazel, but we don't count the one la'azazel, and it says va'ayil echad le'ola, one ayil as an ola, this is for Am Yisrael, this is for the Jewish people, not for the Kohen himself. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi believes that's not a separate ayil, that's the same ayil that's on the list of the Musaf Korbanos in Parshas Pinchas, where it says, Par ben Bakar Echad Ayil Echad. That's the same animal according to him. So, nonetheless, either way, our Mishnah is going to discuss 15 animals. Our Mishnah is following the position of Rabbi Danasi, that ayil that's mentioned as for Am Yisrael in the Avodah of Yom Kippur is really the same ayil that's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, which is the Musaf or Karban. So, to list them in a different way, there are three chatos that we have on this list of 15. The par of the Kohen Gadol, the Seir of Yisrael, that was Allah, Allah, Hagorah, LaHashem, which is going to be shechted and the blood sprinkled, and the Seir Chatos of Musaf. So those are three Chatos, par of the Kohen Gadol, Seir Shel Yisrael, and the Seir Lechatos of Musaf. Now, the first two chatos are called chatos hapnimios. Obviously, why? Because they would sprinkle the blood bifnim, as we mentioned, the kodesh hakodeshim are on the paroches, and they are also burnt, as we discussed, that burnt in the Beis Hadeshin. The third chatos, which was part of the chatos lemusaf, that's the chatos chitzonis. That's the outer one. And that was had its blood sprinkled on the Mizbech HaChitzon that was in the Azara, the Mizbech HaNechoshes, and it's eaten that night as a regular Karban Chatos, as a regular Musaf. So that is the three Chatos. Then the other 12, that's out of the 15, that takes care of three. What about the other 12 behemos? They're all Olos. Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim, the Isle of the Kohen Gadol, the El Ha'am, which we said is the same as the Isle that's mentioned in Parshas Pinchas as well, and the Par and the seven Kvasim of Musaf, those are all Olos. Obviously, the Karmen Tamid Shel Shachar was the first, and the Tamid Shel Bein was the last. Then, after the Tamid Shel Shachar, they shechted the par of the Kohen Gadol and the Soir Lashem, as we've learned, the Chatos HaPnimos were done right after the Tamid Shel Shachar. And our Mishnah now is going to deal with the offering of the other Karbanos, besides the ones we just mentioned, beside the Tamid Shel Shachar and the par of Kohen Gadol and the Soir Lashem, which had all the blood sprinkled. Those are the Chatos HaPnimos. Our Mishnah is going to take over from after those avodos. So the Mishnah now here says, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, Im de Big Day Butz Korei. Let's go back. The Kohen Gadol was reading from the Torah. So he had a choice. He could read with the Big Day Lovin if he wanted, or he could wear his own itztalis, this long cloak if he wanted. That was not Big Day Kuna, because this was not an avoda. So Im de Big Day Butz Korei, if he was reading with Big Day Butz with the Big Day Lovin. So then, now that he's on to the next avoda, as we'll see, he's going to do Elo and El Ha'am. So Kidesh Yadav Araglav, after he read from the Torah, he had to wash, do his hands and his feet. This is the Kidesh Revi'i. This is the fourth out of 10. Pashat, he removes Big Day Lavan. Yarad V'Tavol, he went into the mikvah in the Lebeis HaParva. Olav and his tapeg, he cogged up and he dried himself off. Now, had he already taken off the Big Day Lavan to read with his own white cloak, so then he already did the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, the fifth one, because he already took off the Big Day Lavan. So all he would have to do is take off the itztalis, that white cloak, and go to mikvah. He wouldn't need to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. And this was the third immersion, the third tevila of the day. So after this, hevilo Big Day Zav. So now it's time to do a daily activity, daily avoda. They brought in the Big Day Zav, alavash v'kidesh ad v'raglav, and he put them on, and then he kidesh yadayim raglaim again, which is the fifth. V'yatza v'asa es elo ves el ha'am. These are korbanos ola, and he's offering these now. And the pasuk says, v'rachatz es psoro b'mayim v'akom kadosh, as we said, that's exactly what he's doing. They're Karbanos Ola. That's the Ayil and the El of the Kohen Gadol and El Ha'am. And the Ace, Shivas Kivasim, Timimim, Bene Shana, and the seven Kivasim, the Karbanos Musaf of the day. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. And so the Gemara brings a brisa to help us understand the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. We're going to be learning this Mishnah according to the opinion of Rashi, the Bar Tanura, and other Rishonim, unlike Tosos and the Rambam, who have different ways to understand the Mishnah. It's when we're speaking about the Seder Hayom, be very confusing. Let's just learn one particular way. So the brisa says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, at this time, at this juncture of the Tvila Shlishis, the third immersion, all he brought was a lova el ha'am, was his aisle and the aisle for the rest of the Jewish people. That's all he brought at this point. The other parts that were the Shiva Kvasim, let's say, and the Sir Chatos of Musaf, so those he brought with Tam Shel Ben Arbaim. So the Mishnah is a little bit confusing because the Mishnah here says, Asas Eloves Elaam and Shivas Kvasim. So that's not really true. The Shiva Hasa Kvasim are later. later. So the real order is Elo and Elohim. And not only that, but he's mocked through the emurim of the par and the soir of hapnimim. Remember, he did the sprinkling of the blood and he burnt the leftovers. But being mocked here, the emurim, the fats on the mizbeach, that he only did afterwards. That he's doing now. So he does, El, this is the third immersion. This is wearing, this is doing El Ha'am. And he's being mocked through the emurim, all with these big days of on the emurim of the par and the soira hapnimi. But the par ha'olah, the par ha'olah, and the seven kvasim and the seir lachatas of musuf, those, as we said, are brought with the tamid shel ben habayim. Why is that so? Because he has to be mocked with the karbanos of the yom, according to the way they're written in the Torah. And it says, elo and el ha'am, and a mure par and soir, which are the fats that have to be burned on the mizbeach, those are written in the context of the avodah, and the par ha'olah and the seven kvasim and the seir that was done by chutz, which is the seir lechatas from musaf, those are written in parsha Pinchas, in the parsha of musaf. So therefore, the way we should understand Rabbi Eliezer is once again yatsa v'asas eloves el ha'am. That's what he did at this point at the third tevila, and he was mocked, as we said, the emurim and the par and the soir, because it says in the chumash via. So that's what he's supposed to do. And we already explained, when it says El Ha'am, that's the aisle that's also mentioned in, that's not only mentioned in Acharemos, that's mentioned in Parshas HaMusaf. So he's going to do that now. That may have the status of a Musaf Karban, but nonetheless, it's the same one, that same aisle, that he can do now. Elo and El Ha'am. And the seven kvasim, so as our Mishnah says, and the other karbanos musaf, which included, besides the seven kvasim, was the par ha'olah and the seir ha'chatas from musaf, which is nasa b'chutz, those were brought later. That is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Akiva Omer, im tamid shel shachar hayu kravim. He says these seven kvasim were brought along with the tamid shel shachar, meaning after the tamid shel shachar, upar ha'olah v'soir hanasa b'chutz, which is the seir lechatas from musaf, hayu kravim im tamid shel ben harbayim. So here also we need a brisa to help elaborate on what Rabbi Akiva's opinion is and how he argues with Rabbi Eliezer. The brisa says like this: that Rabbi Akiva Omer par ha'olah v'shivas hakvasim im tamid shel shachayu kraven. The par ha'olah and the seven kvasim, which we know as musaf, were brought along with the tamid shel shachar. Because what does it say in Parshas Pinchas? Milevad olas habokar asher leolas hatamid ta'asu es eile. And that sounds like that the musaf is brought along with the tamid shel shachar, because that's what it says. Besides the olas hatamid in the morning, ha'os haboker, the morning one, you're going to bring these musafim along as well. That we know that phrase, not from Yom Kippur. That's regarding the musaf of the regalim. Nonetheless, we learn from the musaf of other regalim, we learn about the musaf of Yom Kippur as well, that the karbanos musaf should be done along with the tamid shel shachar. And then he does the Avodas Hayom, which is the Haktaras Haktores, and the sprinkling of the blood of the par and the Soir. And then he does, and then after that, he does the Soir Hanasa Bachutz. This is all Rabbi Akiva in the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Then after that, he would do the Soir Hanasa Bachutz, the Seir Lachatas for Musaf, Shneamar, who is splitting up the Musafs. Shneamar Seir Izemachad Chatas, Milivad Chatas HaKippurim. It sounds like the Soir HaPnimi, which is the one that's Hashem, that which is the Avodas Hayom, that has to be done before the Seir Hanasa Bachutz. So we don't have a choice but to push off the Seir Hanasa Bachutz, the Seir Musaf one, that can't be done after the Tamid Shel Shachar, because that can't precede the Seir Lashem. Based on the Pasuk, it sounds like the Seir Lashem goes first and the Seir Hanasa Bachutz from Musaf goes afterwards. So that Musaf can't be done earlier, even according to Rabbi Kiva, that has to be done afterwards. Okay, so he does that. And then he does what? Elo and El Ha'am. And then the Emurei Chatas. And then the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim. So therefore, how do we read Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah? So the Mishnah says, like the Rabbi Akiva Omer, Im Tamid Shel Shachayu Kravim, then it says, Upar Ha'olah. meaning paro la goes along with that phrase. It means that first we would have, according to Rabbi Akiva, we would have the tamid, the par ha'olah, the seven kvasim, and the par ha'olah were sacrificed with the tamid shel shachar. So we have parts of the musaf earlier, and the seir anas habachutz. This is the next phrase of the Mishnah. V'seir anas habachutz, how you crave him im tamid shel benamai. You have to know where to put the comma. You put the comma im tamid shel shachar. You crave him upar ha'olah, comma, big comma. Then v'seir anas habachutz, how you crave him im tamid shel benharbayim. Now, it's not really with the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, because the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim was sacrificed in the fifth Tevila, the last one. The Sru Hanasa Bachutz, as we said, and Elo and Elohim, and the Emurei HaPar, and the Suri HaPrimim, those were Maktir during the third one. But nonetheless, at least it's not that early. So it's not Im Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim doesn't mean really at the same time. It just means it's not with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet. Kidesh Yadav Viraglav. So now it is the sixth Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim. Upashadi now removes the Big Day Zahav, the Yarad, after he did this, what we had in the previous Mishnah, Elo and El Ha'am, the simple way to understand the Mishnah. And then he takes these Big Day Zahav, and also he had to be Maktir, as we said, the Emurim of the Par and the Seir HaPnimim, which apparently he was able to do even wearing the Big Day Zahav. He takes off the Big Day Zahav, the Yard V'Taval. Now he goes down, he goes to the Mikvah. This is his fourth time. V'olam in his Tapeg. He got up and he dried himself off. A Vilo Big Day Lavan. So now he's obviously going to be doing a Yom Kippur specific Avoda. Hey, they brought him Big Day Lavash. And he put them on. The Kiddush Yadav Viraglav, again, this is the seventh Kiddush Yadayim Viraglayim, washing the hands and the feet from the Kior. Nichnas, he enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Lahotzi es hakafes hamachta. Remember, he had placed the ladle, he had the ladle and the machta and the shovel, that's where he had the Ktoris, and it was burning there on the coals, and that was an avoda to remove that. Kiddush Yadav Viraglav, then again, hands and feet washed again, this is the eighth time out of ten. Upashan, he removed the Big Day Lovin, because the Big Day Lovin were needed for the removal of the Kaf and the Machta. V'yar v'taval, he went down to the Mikvah. Again, Olav and his Tabi got up and washed him and dried himself off. This was the fifth and final Tevila. Hevilo Big Day Zav, v'lavash, v'kidyash adiraglav. He brought the Big Day Zav. He's now going to do a daily Avoda, and now he washes his hands and feet the ninth time. V'nichnas lahaktir k'tores shel ben harbayim. He goes to bring the k'tores on the Mizbeach HaZav in the Heichal, the same place he had sprinkled blood before, but this is a daily Ketores, the second half of the Ketores that he brings in the afternoon. According to Rashi, the way we explain Rashi, he would be mocked of the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim first, and then he would be mocked here this particular Ktores. Ulehei Tivis HaNeiros, and to make good, literally, we had this before, to improve the Neiros here in the afternoon, we all agree that he has to light them because it's the afternoon now. So the menorah, not only is he cleaning them, but here at this point, we assume since he cleaned them in the morning, he's lighting them now. V'kidei Shadav Raglav, then it was the 10th time he washed his hands and feet. Upashad, he removes the Big Day Zahav, which were used for this last avoda of the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim and the Tavas HaNeros and the Torah Shel Ben Harbayim, rather. Hevilo Big Day Atzmo, then they brought him his own begadim, Velavash, and he put on his own begadim, and he left the Azara and went home. Umulavino, so ad beso, and the people would escort him till he got to his house. V'yom Tov Yosel Lo Hava, he made a Mishten, a Yom Tov on Motze Yom Kippur, that is, for all of his friends. Bishah, the fact that he left in peace, and no, there was no psul, nothing terrible happened to him on his way out. So to review, at least the daily, the avoda, all the different parts, the five tevilos, five immersions, and what happened with each and every one, let's just list them according to Rashi. So the first tevila, which he would wear the Big Day Zahav after that tevila, there was a Tamid Shel Shachar, and remember, the Par and Ola and seven Kvasiv and Vusuf. That was done all the way at the beginning. That's because we passing like Rabbi Akiva. So this is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. The first tevila, Tamid Shel Shachar, par and ola, and seven kivasim of the musaf hayom. Not the chatas of the musaf hayom. That has to be done afterwards. But the par ola and the seven kivasim of the musaf hayom. The second tevila when he's wearing bigdei lavan. That's the avodas hayom, the vidui, the hagrola, the haktoras in the kodesh hakodeshim, namata, speaking of the blood of the dam and the soyer, sending out the soyer lazazel, and reading the parsha of the day. The third tevila, bigdei zahav. That's what we started to discuss today. That's the Seir HaChatas of the Musaf Hayom. That's the one Karban Chatas of Musaf that we have to wait to, because in that needed to wait until after we took care of the other Chatas, which was Lashem and the Par, as well as the Yom Kippur. So on the third Tevila with Big Days of is the Seir HaChatas of the Musaf Hayom, Elo and El Ha'am, and the Emure Par and the Seir, that they would burn the Emurim of the Par and Seir on the Mizbeach. Bitvila Revi'is, the fourth one, Big Day Lavan, he took out the Kaf and the Machta, the ladle and the shovel from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the fifth one, when he wore Big Day Zav, that was the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, the Ktaris of Ben Harbayim, and Hatavas Haneros.